A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 4. So David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. Now she had been purifying herself from her uncleanness. Well, this is the heart of David's sin, but as we have looked at previously, it wasn't the beginning of it. He had already sinned in his heart. Already the Spirit of God was grieved, for he wasn't where he ought to have been. And we hear that right from verse 1. At the time when kings should be out to battle, David sent Joab. He didn't go himself. It was the very first time that he didn't go. And so, lazing around in the afternoon, wandering around on those terraces, beautiful terraces, he wasn't satisfied with that. There was an atmosphere of dissatisfaction in David because he wasn't where he should have been. And in that atmosphere, he looked. And that one look became a second look and a third look. And his target, of course, was this woman. And the Bible records she was very beautiful. And then David's next step down the slippery slope of sin was that he inquired about her. He sent servants. Who is this woman? Now, it was at this point that David should have retreated, but he didn't, because he was told that she was the wife of Uriah. Uriah was simply one of his faithful soldiers. As we are to discover later, he was even more faithful than David himself. And so, David, ignoring the fact that she was a married woman, he was so enticed, for his heart was now in the wrong place. It wasn't a heart that God could identify with anymore in this case, even though the Bible says that David was a man after God's heart. But in this instance, David was losing himself, and his heart was far from God. These are recorded, these verses recorded for us in this dispensation, that we as believers don't make the same mistake as David. So we've been trekking the slippery slope down into the abyss of sin. Because after the inquiry, when he knew that she was the wife of somebody else, he called for her. And the Bible doesn't give us all the details, but it simply says that he lay with her. He sinned with her. Are you headed down the slippery slope? Why not stop and turn around, even now?